This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
All right, so what did you have to tell me about Ozark?
So,
Fun from the couch. We got so many suggestions to watch this show, and they're in the third season has been released.
That's right.
I had not watched it at all.
Right.
So we started it Saturday night.
Yeah, the Brahanis just started it recently as well.
Okay.
And I've got to tell you, you know, Breaking Bad. Somebody pointed out to me that everybody seemed to hate Skyler, Walter White's wife. But if you stop and look at it, she was just a nice lady, caring about her family and everything. He's the scumbag, and somehow we root for him. In Ozark, there's no good people. They're all bad. It's like they're all doing bad stuff. And why do we watch it when there's no one to root for? And that's the thing about Ozark that I find very captivating and very unique. It's all bad people doing bad things.
Well, yeah, Jason Bateman and Laura Linney are the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And we started episode one, right? Year mm-hmm. one, episode one. And I got to tell you, like, first 10 or 15 minutes, I'm like, I don't know if I'm feeling this. And then it got real. Like, I mean,
yes.
Fast.
Mm-hmm. They ramped it up real quick. And they kind of give you a little, think of him this way. And then they're like, nope, you got to look at it this way. And I like that little bit of a ruse that they started the show out with. But, yeah, it's a good show.
So, like any other show about crime or whatever, you root for your favorite bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Sopranos or you know, whatever.
Right. But there's balance. There's usually, like, some accountability.
In The Sopranos, they were all bad guys.
Yeah, but they pretended to be good family people and
stuff.
Well,
they were. That's the point. Is you can, I mean, you're not one thing.
I know. Okay. Yeah, Sopranos is probably pretty close.
Yeah.
But this one's dialed up. Well, no, not really. Sopranos is pretty bad.
Listen, Sopranos was just like groundbreaking because now it sort of seems like the norm.
Right.
But there was nothing like
that's a good
at
point.
The time.
That's eye-opening. I'm glad we had this conversation. Because
me too, Nick. I'm glad that you could have some peace and some closure on this.
That's right.
It's okay. It's just entertainment.
I know.
I don't need to have a savior or a good guy mm-mm. in the entertainment.
No. No
and I like the fact that they juxtapose what has always been a guy in Jason Bateman who seems to be this thing.
Yeah, the good, cheerful, likable
guy. The nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the really, 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 really bad guy.
Which is why those first 15 minutes, you're like, oh, another Jason Bateman show. Okay.
Right. And then they just turn it right on its head. By the way, he directs a bunch of them, too. I won some awards for that as well.
And I think I saw, no, never mind. I was going to say, I saw a weird executive producer credit, and I thought it was for Ozark, but I remembered it was Brad Pitt is an executive producer of the show Lego Masters.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I was thinking it was
Ozark. He's got a company, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, that company gets involved with stuff. I'm assuming that executive producer means a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because, like, if the shows that still do credits at the front end now, which mm-hmm. I really get bothered by, because who takes a minute or a minute and a half now? I like the ones that just go, like SEAL Team. I mean, they just come out of the water, and it's like 4 seconds, and then they're into the thing. I like that much better.
Yeah.
But I know, like, Star Trek Discovery still does this really long, and there's, like, 9 executive producers. You're like, what do all these people do? They just get tagged, right? I mean, that's
Check
the perks book. Of being in a Hollywood situation.
A lot of executive producers are just writing checks.
Yeah.
Some are hands-on. Some are very hands-on, but it runs the whole gamut. And for the Star Trek, I think it's part of the experience, because when you watch all the old Star Treks, you get the space, the final frontier, you know.
Yeah, it's too much, though. It's too long.
Well, you can skip it, or it does it automatically for you.
Sometimes. Not CBS. Wait,
CBS doesn't
have a lot
of
that.
It,
no.
Yeah.
There are weird things, like dissimilar things in these streaming platforms that you would think would be obvious.
Yes.
Like a volume button.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. Also, the ability to, like, the keyboard function sometimes mm-hmm. makes a big difference. And then fast forward and rewind is major.
Yeah. Well, we're into Ozark. We're all in. So now we've got, like, I think there's 10 episodes per season. Mm-hmm. So we've got, like, 26 to go.
Yeah.
That gives you some comfort.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about finding something. Killing Eve's back, by the way.
Yeah, I'll tell you a show that both of us like that's over. It's done. Plug pulled. Deputy. One and done.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I feel like I invested, like, some time in that.
Yeah.
And what was the demise, do you think?
Just slightly not good enough ratings. So it has a shot of going elsewhere. Just slightly not good enough ratings.
I thought it was a great show.
I hope it comes back.
We'll see.
It's not, but
I hope. We have a chance now to be reincarnated, mm-hmm. more so than before, with Netflix. They did that with Walt Longmire and then mm-hmm. finally finished it the way they should have. So we've got more than a dozen theatrical releases straight to digital mm-hmm. since this whole thing started. The Way Back, that's the Ben Affleck movie. Mm-hmm. Emma, the Jane Austen adaptation. Bad Boys for Life. They got the Sonic the Hedgehog. During its first week of availability, Sonic racked up digital sales more than double what the studio expected. More than double.
That's awesome.
And that's, so why wouldn't they keep doing this, right? So they're lining up everything from, I'm reading about Black Widow, mm-hmm. the ninth installment of Fast and Furious. Like that this is all going to be a theatrical release in your home. And there's, if this mask and crowds thing is the thing, mm-hmm. this makes perfect sense. Why not pivot?
Yeah, here's one we can avoid the masses, you know, and still get virtually the same thing. I mean, I'm a purist. I like the theater, blah, blah, blah. But I can watch the same movie at my house. I mean, so yeah, why not? But there's an entire industry that might go the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah. And then what does that mean? We've got all these entertainment options as far as delivery platforms, mm-hmm. but they're not making anything right now. And the stuff they've already made that's in the pipeline, what do they do with it? I mean, you got like multiple tiered conversations going on here.
Yeah. And the good ones are, you know, making content now. I mean, they're...
How?
Well, like, so if you're South Park, for example, they've got a lot of that sort of animation available. They can repurpose and retool.
No, I get that. I've never been a South Park fan, so that does nothing for me. Yeah. Yes, authors will write books, mm-hmm. but they're not shooting anything.
Yeah. One of the TV shows, I think it's the lawyer show on CBS that I like. I just can't think of the name of it. It was new this year. They're doing a COVID-19 episode shot through like, you know, Zoom and Microsoft Teams and limited shots inside their homes, just kind of a social distancing episode. And Saturday Night Live tried the same thing, but it's not apples to apples. That's for sure.
And don't even get me started on SNL.
I've been done with them since.
Well, yes, this isn't even an NBA today versus then conversation. Oh, this isn't even close.
Who are these?
Because the NBA has LeBron.
Right.
Name a cast character, cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Is Bill Hader still on it?
Not a clue.
Keenan from Keenan and Kel, Good Burger. I know he's on it. And the guy, Michael Che, that's it.
Kate McKinnon, Keenan Thompson.
Yeah, Keenan.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know Keenan Thompson.
I don't know if that's legit or not now. I don't even care.
Yeah.
It has not been a part of my life for a very, very, very long time. Late night TV is, as a matter of fact, I don't watch any of the Fallon, Colbert, Kimmel,
yep.
Conan.
I don't either.
Seth. Who else? Did I get all of them?
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, that's on after. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. definitely not getting that, doing a 6 a.m. morning show.
Right.
But you can get it now, like on YouTube. You can watch it after the fact. It just doesn't occur to me at all. All right, so what's new on some of the networks? Netflix, it's not new, but new-like because they haven't had it before. Social Network, I love that movie.
Mm, yeah.
The whole true story behind Facebook.
Yeah.
They've got all 6 seasons of Community. They've got the movie Molly's Game, which is really sort of underrated, I thought.
I like it. I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. I Am Legend, the Will Smith, that might be a little too close to home right now.
Yep. Yeah, it definitely is. They have the 4 Lethal Weapons. I saw that. They just added.
The originals? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do Mel Gibson's hair in 2020. I don't know.
We watched Angel Has Fallen.
I'm sorry. I Am Legend is on Amazon Prime.
Oh, is it?
Along with season 6 from Bosch and the remake of Footloose, which isn't really terrible.
No.
And Hotel Artemis, which was an interesting movie.
I just
movie.
Watched that this weekend. I loved it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
American Pie is now available on HBO now. And they got a new series called Run. I don't know if you've seen that. That looks kind of interesting.
No.
Slumdog Millionaire, by the way, making its appearance there. Bend It Like Beckham. The Full Monty and Parasite making its way to Hulu.
Watch Parasite this weekend, too.
Disney Plus. I got to tell you, I'm a little underwhelmed now that I've had Disney Plus for a while. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of stuff coming my way.
Yeah, not new stuff. And this was...
Where's the rest of the Avengers stuff?
Right.
I mean, we had January, you know, promos during the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a part of the problem. They got out a little early with not a whole lot of original, or that's not fair. Everything's original. Not a lot of new and exclusive stuff.
Well, they knocked it out of the park with The Mandalorian.
Perfect. That's A+.
Yeah. And I would think if you could do a movie like or show, that would be one. Lots of green screens and people in full masks and mm-hmm. costumes, and you don't even see the Mandalorian's head. I mean, right. You know, so you could maybe do that.
Yeah, maybe. Jeff Goldblum's show is pretty good, but pretty limited what's out there.
I'm curious about, like, are they being, like, am I being too cynical to believe that, like, some of these movies are being released, like I Am Legend? Or Panic Room is new on Showtime this month because of our circumstances.
So here's what I think is happening, Brian. I think that these are those kind of like added value catalog movies. They call them catalog movies that, you know, hey, we bought the rights to these 500 from our catalog, but the cream will rise to the top. You know,
Well, I'm looking at all the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like it is like wistful romance stuff, like Sleepless in Seattle, mm-hmm. or it's, oh, I wish my president was Michael Douglas, so here's the American president, mm-hmm. to like, oh my God, we're like one step from the apocalypse, here's Jodie Foster in Panic Room.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman's our president.
Yeah, I mean, I'm maybe reading way too much into this, but I feel like there's a purpose and an intent behind all
this. This is people... creating, this is the great human algorithm right here. We want this stuff. We want this themed stuff all the time. It's why McRibs are popular only when McRibs are for sale. You want a Shamrock Shake? Hey, right around St. Patty's Day, I need one of those. You don't want it in June. You're not looking for it, you know, in October. You want it then.
I guess you're right.
Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, I appreciate that you went old school to 1975. This actually was a radio hit.
Oh, I know.
In 1975. For something called Rhythm Heritage. It was composed by Barry Dvorak, the original SWAT TV series from my youth. Which was pretty amazing. Steve Forrest is Hondo. Robert Urich, who went on to Spencer fame, was Jim Street. All the characters are the same, right? Except CBS has a fairly new 2017. It's really good.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't had a chance to see it.
The new series. You can kill that. Now, we've got the cast of characters are all the same, just new actors. And I was not familiar with Shamar Moore. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep.
He plays Hondo, and all of the characters are basically the same. It's really well done. And season three, I started watching it. Like, I just jumped into it. I thought, well, it's a cop procedure show, right? I don't have to know all the backstory. So I watched all the way through till like, I'm caught up now until the next week's episode airs. So on Hulu, I found seasons one and two. So I'm watching season one and season three simultaneously.
And all that backstory.
Yes. So it's really a decent show. All of the actors are good in it. The characters are likable. I like the kind of, you know, you can have a reoccurring thing going on, but generally the shows are, self-contained, you know?
Right.
That comes to an end.
Is CBS generally, comedy aside, but when they make dramas or, you know, procedurals, they seem to... do it with high quality.
They do, like Magnum P.I., mm-hmm. Blue Bloods, you know, Hawaii 5-0, NCIS. Now I put SWAT.
Yeah.
Now, no shame.
No, I would watch it.
But I'll tell you, go to Hulu.
Yeah.
And start with season one, because there are some things that I was unaware of kind of watching season three that I needed to. And plus it gives you like, man, this is old fashioned, like 22 episodes.
Yeah.
So you got like a lot of entertainment your way. So, in addition to Ozark, which I would call a little dark and disturbing and a little heavier, this is just sort of, if you want your good cop show kind of thing.
Okay.
and it's entertaining. I like the guy, Hondo. He's great.
Yeah.
I was not familiar with him as an actor.
I think he was on Criminal Minds.
Was he? He used to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very likable, as is the guy that plays his boss. And anyway, it's a fun show. All right, what else do you have for our fun from the couch segment as we get through our last couple of minutes here?
Well, I added a new section called Food and Cooking.
Okay.
Down at the bottom, and it's new. It's got a few things. I found a few recipes that have been closely guarded, including the famous chocolate chip cookies from Doubletree, the Dole Whip from Disney, and also... we've got where you can make this Great Depression era peanut butter bread that a lot of people are doing at home. It seems to be gone viral. Millions of people are doing it with ingredients you probably have laying around.
All right. You need to get with Michelle Mitchell because she created her favorite like Starbucks drink, like figured out how to make it at home. She was very proud of that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I've got a few of those copycat recipes that I'll put up there as well.
All right, so you
got
to put SWAT 2017-2018 on Hulu, 2020 on CBS All Access,
okay,
or just regular CBS. I'm sure it's available on demand. And then I got to find the 1975 series. It's got to exist somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does.
Probably like on DVD or something.
Well, I'll find it for you.
You know what you can skip? You got 75 season, you got 2017 season. Skip the really bad Colin Farrell movie from 2003.
Well, I think LL Cool J was in that movie.
I think there was a lot of unfortunate choices made with that movie.
Yeah.
Take us out of here, Hondo.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.